Let me now call the word. June 8th meeting of the Big Bear Airport District Board of Directors. And if you will stand and join me. Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vision statement of the Big Bear Airport District. This has served the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. So, Diane, would you please do that? We'll call an introduction.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Smith?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Seifert?
Aye.
Director Krause?
Aye.
Director Castillo is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, and myself, Administration Manager, Board Secretary, Diane Cartwright. And we welcome members of the public who are here in person and those who are joining us on Zoom.
Thank you. And do we have any changes on the agenda?
We do not.
Okay. Public comments. Person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the president to request comments and then, if appropriate, unmute his or her phone, ask to comment, and wait for the president to recognize him or her. You have 3 minutes to complete those comments unless longer time is granted. No speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning matters on the agenda will be at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items, comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agenda. Speaker's comments should be within the subject matter and jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, Brown Act does not allow for discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following. Excuse me. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a very limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Non-agenda comments are limited to 3 minutes each within a total of 15 minutes. Are there any comments on this? Civil Air Patrol, we don't have anybody from Civil Air Patrol. Big Air Pod Association, Jack.
Yes, good afternoon. We have two events coming up. This Saturday, the 11th, we'll be hosting the AOPA Rusty Pilots Seminar at the hangar at noon. And next Tuesday will be our first association meeting of the year at the also at the fuselage hangar.
We're back to relative normal. Thank you. Number 7, consent agenda. Number 7.1, approval of the draft minutes. The regular board meeting, 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 11, 2022, and 7.2 year-to-date financial reports. Any discussion? Someone like to make a motion on the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the draft minutes of the Wednesday, May 11, 2022 board meeting and to accept the year-to-date financial reports.
I second it.
Diane?
Director Smith moved to accept the draft minutes, to approve the draft minutes as written, and to accept the year-to-date financial reports for filing. Director Seifert seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion passed with all directors voting aye.
Do you have any pulled consent agenda?
We do not.
Okay, business matters number 9, discussion of possible action. 9.1 is the discussion review of draft 2023 district budget. Any public comment on that? Brian, I guess this is.
Okay, so at our last meeting, in the May meeting, we brought to you, before you, the first draft budget. With not much discussion on it. Diane went back over the last month and looked at some some specific line items where we were updated with some new increases. I think Diane can probably elaborate to those. Bottom line is it did change our net revenue in excess of expenses minimally, but we're still in the black by $543,000. So if she wants to give you kind of some detailed updates, so she can.
The only thing really was an increase in our airport side of our liability expense. It comes from a separate company, so it wasn't included. I hadn't yet gotten that invoice, and there was some additional increase of about $5,000. So it was minimal in the overall budget totals.
No comment.
Nope.
I just have one question, and it's not questioning what we have or changing the budget. It is more understanding. So on revenue, the 4230 hangar rentals.
4230. Oh, okay.
So when we look at 19, 20, 20, 21, and what we had budgeted for 21, 22, we're obviously a lot higher in hangar rentals, and those actuals are lower by a reasonable amount. And I wasn't and obviously you budgeted accordingly. Just wasn't sure what caused that.
And we had some movement with our hangars, and so there were some months in between vacating and occupancy where there was no rent collected. And so it just adds up over the year.
Okay. That was the question I had.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing I noted is that that revenues in excess of expenses should be still in the half a million dollar bracket. So we're still well within the bracket. That's nice to say.
And that still includes our loan.
That, yes, good point. That includes the loan on the new building construction. Okay. We need a motion to approve.
So basically,
this is just a review.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. 9.1A would be the resolution.
Okay. 9.1A review and possible approval on the resolution 2022 adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2023.
That's the resolution.
So I will make a motion to approve 9.1A, the resolution 2022-07, adopting the budget for
2022-23.
Okay. Director Seifert moved to approve resolution 2022-07, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2022-23. Director Lindstrom seconded. We'll do a roll call vote. Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Krauss.
Aye.
The resolution 2022-07 passed with 4 members voting in favor and Director Castillo absent.
Item 9.2 is the discussion of potential pre-funding of the, read it out, California Employees Retirement Benefit Trust Account. Is this Diane?
If she'd like, I can fill in if you want to give a brief explanation.
Go.
Okay.
All right.
The CERBT is for our annuitants, our retirees. We usually, or I should say normally, we not annually, but sometimes semi-annually, we will pre-fund this, what would you call it, Diane?
It's a fund, it's a trust.
It's a trust. What it does is it pays for the annuitants, retire their benefits, the current retirees. Paul Kmark, our auditor from Nigro & Nigro, suggested that we do this again. And pre-fund it with a little bit extra money this time. So we have a couple more years. I think it's a total of 3 years.
About 4 years.
4 years of funding. And then correct me if I'm wrong, if with us putting this money in, we also will gain interest with that as well.
Right. It is a trust, and the CERBT group invests our money. So it's better for us to pre-fund it and make some money rather than just have it sitting in the checking account and pay it as an expense.
Any public comment or question on this item? Julie wants to.
I have no questions. I think it makes sense to do.
All for it.
Okay. Oh, good.
I think it is necessary and it's a smart way to do it. Okay, then item 9.2A is a review and possible approval of the resolution 2002-08 approving a contribution to the pre-funding plan of the California Employee Retirement Benefit Trust. So if there's no other discussion, then we'd like to make a...
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve 9.2A, resolution 2002-08 for the pre-funding of the California Employment Retirement Benefit Trust.
All set.
Director Seifert moved to approve resolution 2002-08. Approving a contribution to the pre-funding plan of the California Employers Retirement Benefit Trust. Director Krause seconded the motion. And because there's money involved here, we'll do a roll call vote again. Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Krause.
Aye.
The motion passed with 4 members voting in favor and Director Castillo absent.
Thank you. Okay, item 9.3 is a view of the revised job descriptions. That's pages 18 to 28 of your packet. Updates on pages 20, 23, 25, and 26. Anything on this, John?
Just that, as you'll see, the amendments to the job descriptions under the compensation ranges to meet the new standards for fiscal year 2022 and beyond. And that shows under the administration manager's job, the administrative manager's job, the analyst job, the assistant, as well as the maintenance worker positions.
Any public comment, questions? So then item 9.3A would be a review and possible approval of resolution 2002-09, adopting an addendum to the personnel manual. Anyone like to make a motion on that? I'm sorry. Okay.
So, we've gone around about this a lot, right? And looking at what we're trying to do, I think we're bringing the wages up to current levels, not even state levels. We're bringing them up to which is, I think, really match everything in the valley. We're not getting excessive, which I'm really glad about. And thank you for that, for doing the responsible way. Really, like I said, I've told a lot of people this. I went stopped at In-N-Out Burger, and they're starting wages in that burger $17.75 to $25.50 just to flip burgers. So this really is needed to keep people at this airport. I mean, we have some great staff, and it's not excessive, so I'm really happy.
I think it's necessary to maintain qualified employees to change our compensation ranges. When we looked at other entities in the Valley, we are raising them, but they're still conservative. Very necessary to keep qualified employees.
And I also want to make the point that the people that we hire here are multi-talented, multi-faceted folks who do things often not specifically stated necessarily in their job descriptions, but that keep us from having to buy outside talent to come in. We do it within the airport personnel and
saves us a lot of money.
Saves us a lot of money that way. So yeah, I think these are well within appropriate ranges. And unless there's other comment, then may I have a.
I'll make a motion to approve the revised job description, resolution 220209, adopting an addendum to the personnel manual.
And I will second.
Director Smith moved to approve resolution 2202-09, adopting an amendment to an addendum to the personnel manual. Director Seifert seconded. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Krause.
Aye.
The motion passed with 4 in favor and Director Castillo absent.
Thank you. Item 10 is the admin's report.
All right. As you know, at our last meeting, we were, in my manager's report, we were talking about the loan potentially closing on the 19th, which it did as scheduled. The first draw on that 19, that money was transferred of a total of $890,020. That was the remaining amount of the $1 million that we agreed. The remaining amount of that $890 was the fees to administer the loan. So that money was moved into our Union Bank account, and then the I think it was either the next day we were able to transfer that money, wire it to TD Ameritrade, and they began investing that. On June 2nd, we transferred $6,013,000 from LAIF into TD Ameritrade. And every morning that I check my emails, we've seen the back and forth receipts with TD Ameritrade and Columbia Capital. So they've begun investing those funds and structured it in a manner where when we get closer to construction, we will have liquidity within those funds and we can start pulling it and using it as necessary. So everything went to plan with Columbia Capital, and we're going to be making a lot more money in return than what LAIF is doing right now. And then on the 28th of May, I presented at the Sugarloaf Property Owners Association. There was about 25 homeowners there. The main topic was, of course, the terminal building, but I also gave a little bit of background of the terminal building to why we are where we are today with the terminal building. So it was a good turnout. It was about an hour's worth of discussion and a lot of questions from the public, and I feel like you know, we're on the right track, and I'm going to continue to do that as I'm asked to speak throughout the communities. I will. So, but that's my report.
I'd like to add something to Ryan's report, if you'll allow me.
Okay.
Last week we we had a fatal accident involving one of our local pilots off Pendle Boulevard, Butch Waymire. When shortly after that accident occurred, Ryan got a call from the FAA, and they identified the tail number, and Ryan was able to know that instantly that that was Butch's aircraft. The FAA is 2 hours away from here, so Ryan, by mutual agreement, responded to the crash site, and he was able to identify Butch's airplane, as well as assisting the sheriff and the coroner in identifying Butch. So he continued to assist them, the sheriff's office, the coroner, the FAA, and eventually the NTSB, all that afternoon, including assisting the coroner and making a notification to Butch's family. He remained at the crash site the rest of the afternoon and returned them the following day. This isn't Ryan's first accident. But given the person that was involved, it was especially sensitive and difficult for him. I just want to acknowledge service well above and beyond what's called for. Thank you. Any public comment on questions for Ryan?
Would like to add to what you said, that which was a member of this board.
8 years. Okay. For 8 years. And probably the most qualified comment ever in my life.
Edelman?
Airline pilot. Marine Harrier pilot.
Marine Harrier pilot.
30 plus years in America, I believe it was.
Okay, I apologize for that. I thought it was. Julie?
On Ryan's, nothing on what he said. Thank you for presenting Bill Sugarloaf Properties. Obviously, we are all a little emotional at this point.
Good job getting all the money transferred. That was a lot of work, I'm sure. And good job, you know, hooking us up with Columbia Capital. I've monitored them and watched them, and they've been doing a fantastic job for us. Right? And everybody says, well, it's a lot of money. I said, yeah, but look what they've done. Yeah. We would be still swimming in the center of the water, right? Absolutely. If it wasn't for them. So thank you for that. And for what you did with Butch's thing, I can't tell you how appreciative.
Okay.
I spent the day, not the day, I spent several hours yesterday with Jan. And she's doing as well as she could possibly do. She's very strong. And her biggest comment, and you will all understand that, everybody who knows Butch, she's very, very angry, as well as Andrea, his daughter, who's also a pilot. That was her first words to me. I am so mad. I'm so angry.
Marianne, would you like to?
I do have a report. I have already received a preliminary questionnaire from Paul K. Mark of Nigro and Nigro. It seems like we just did this, but here we go again. So I've been answering those questions and providing reports to them. The auditors will be here in person, not this next week, but the following week for more in-depth reporting of our financial doings this last fiscal year. It's always painful, but it's a necessary evil, and we always come out smelling like a rose. So I'm happy to do it. Since the last report, there have been two applicants who have been assigned hangars, and two new applicants have been added to the wait list. So the total remains at 31 applicants on our hangar wait list.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It seems to be kind of steady. You know, we assign hangars, people move on, and there's always somebody to take their places. Next week, we will be sending out our annual renewal packets to all the tenants. We are again offering a 5% discount for hangar tenants and tie-down tenants if they choose to pay their rents annually. They get this 5% lump sum discount from their total. And it's a lot of work for the girls and I, and it's a lot of paperwork, but we feel it's important because, number one, if someone chooses to pay their monthly rent via credit card, we are obligated to get an annual authorization to perform that duty for them. So we have to have the necessary things in place. And again, it's a once a year task. And so when that's done, we'll breathe easier for the next 12 months and we'll be off and running for 2022-23. That completes my report.
Can I add one thing to my one thing I forgot? Is that okay? Real quick, last fiscal year, the board allocated $125,000 for rehabilitation of the north apron, the north hangar, the north facing hangars over there. We put that out to bid. We had job walks. We received one bid for the rehabilitation. So starting the 28th of this month, International Paving Solutions will be over there. We're going to We're going to do some coal milling, some grinding, some repaving, and a slurry seal to rehabilitate that entire north area. So we know that the pavement's in some bad shape over there, and we've come up with a plan to mitigate that for quite a few years. So that'll start on the 28th. We're looking at 3 to 4 days. The staff has started those notifications via phone, and we will back it up with a letter if necessary, if we're not able to get hold of those tenants. But people will still be able to access the hangars by foot, but aircraft will not be able to access it.
So 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4 days, correct.
Offering tie downs.
Yeah, and they're more than welcome to park on the north side or the south side. But just wanted to give you a heads up with that. So we're going to.
Somebody's going to ask.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to complain.
Sorry.
Did they send it
up? And that was all. Thank you.
Okay. Public comment or questions for Diane or Ryan?
Just the status on the temporary terminal.
Right there. we're working through it. We got some work to do inside. We're having some drawings that are being completed that need to be submitted to the state for their review so we can receive these insignias. Once I receive those insignias, then I can go to the county and get a temporary use permit. I'm working with the health department, public works, the street department, city of Big Bear, the Big Bear Fire. Make sure that we have all our letters of approval so we can get that temporary use permit. Once I get that permit, I can start putting utilities in. But my staff, my maintenance staff, and myself had a walkthrough this morning, and we have a game plan of how we want to attack it. And we're just going to slowly continue to, you know, get through it. So we're not, I want it done and sitting there ready for us when we move forward with this.
Ryan, is our staff capable of installing the utilities?
No. We'll probably have somebody come and do that.
Like who? Like a general contractor or?
Yeah, that specializes in utility services, underground utility services. So, but like,
is it going to be underground or can?
So the electrical will probably be temporary. The other utilities will likely be underground, sewer, water, and gas. And then aerial for internet and that kind of stuff. So
everything has to be subbed out, so to speak.
Those types of utilities. All of the other work internal, I got general contractors, I got electrical specialists, I have a drywall specialist now. I have an entire staff that can do everything that we need to do. We're going to build ADA ramps out there. I'm having those engineered right there, right now, because that's required. So, you know, we're good. Just the heavy stuff, the trenching and.
How do you have any kind of estimate of how long we're looking at before they can be occupied?
Well, I have a year. I have
another year.
I have 1 year to get this stuff done.
Okay.
Tough on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yep. For okay. When we start building.
Yes. I have 1 year.
As soon as that's occupied, this.
Oh, that's right.
As soon as we get our temporary permit and we get within 3 to 4 weeks of demo, we'll start moving over all of the stuff that's not used on a daily basis. So it's tough. It changes daily, and Diane and I, we spoke about it, and
it's been 100 years.
We'll get there. We're close.
We're moving forward. Just seems very good.
We are very close.
We are very, very
close. Any other questions for Diana?
Sorry I asked. I have more information. He is accepting volunteers.
Director's comments.
I would just like to allude to what we talked about later, that Bush is very missed at this airport.
Thank you guys for all you do. I mean, I could not imagine, like when I talked to Butch's thing, I was like, do you need me down there? I don't know what I'd get in the way, but I just, you feel helpless, right? We all do, especially when it's somebody like him. But no, thank you, public, being here. Thank you for all you do, all the heavy lifting. Right? You make our jobs super easy because you're always three steps ahead of us doing what you know we want to be done. So we appreciate that. So thank you.
My heart, of course, is broken enough, which I was very close to the family, and I know everybody here feels a huge, huge hole in this airport. It's almost unimaginable, but he was a wild man, and he went doing what he wanted to do, and that's the only thing that maybe makes it a little bit easier to bear, I think. Anyway, I also would like to thank this whole board. This is the most cohesive group of people ever working on this airport. You guys are wonderful, and I appreciate you, Father.
We know that.
I don't really have anything else to add. Our next meeting date will be Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, 4 p.m. And at this point, we are here as well as on Zoom. And at this point, we will adjourn at 4:31 p.m. Thank you for attending.